It is 8:07. Good morning, Kay Winkleman.
Good morning, Chris Berg.
On this sleigh.
Dicey, icy kind of Friday.
Now, I knew we were supposed to have like a chance of snow. I didn't know we were supposed to get like an inch of snow.
I didn't either, Mr. Meteorologist.
Hey, I just read. I read the weather forecast. I get it provided to me. That's all the fault
you
of the National
Weather
Service.
You just share the info.
That's right.
We love the info.
I'm the relayer, if you will. And I don't think you're going to want me to relay what they have in store for us tomorrow. So let's go ahead and get started on our guest of the day, Kay Winkleman.
We do. We have an awesome guest of the day, somebody that I had the privilege of hearing just the other day at Rotary. We have in studio this morning Jennifer Lance. She is the director of the Foster Grandparent Program. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for making the trek in from Nashua. On this icy, dicey Friday. I learned a whole lot at Rotary the other day when you were our guest speaker. First of all, explain to the listeners what this foster grandparent program is.
Well, this program is for people 55 and older, and it's a mentoring and tutoring program. They go into the schools and daycares, some people rock babies, some people help teenagers figure out what they want to do for the rest of their lives. So there's a lot of different things that they can do. Help with reading, spelling, play around with the kids. That's always a fun thing for some of the grandmas. They get down on the floor and play around with the kids.
It amazed me on Monday when you were speaking at Rotary, you said that several of the foster grandparents are in their 90s.
Yes, we have three of them right now in their 90s.
And they're very active. And
yes.
And you actually mentioned one of the ladies in their 90s is really up on the new math.
Yes.
And she's able to help these kids with this new math.
Yes, she got it. And she helps them out whenever they need help.
That's so amazing.
Yeah, some of them just aren't helping in the math area.
You know what? I'm of an age to be a foster grandparent, but don't put me in the new math situation. So let's go back. Is this a volunteer program?
This is a volunteer program, which they receive a tax-free stipend. Right now, it's $3.14. April 1st, it will go up to $4 an hour. And it just helps with, you know, you don't want your grandparents having to pay for anything when they're volunteering. And we provide transit services here in Charles City. We provide the tax-free stipend. There's other benefits that go along with that, too. And every time they serve, they receive a free meal. So we know that they're eating at least one hot meal a day when they serve.
This program is not just in Floyd County. It's also in Mitchell, Chickasaw, and Cerro Gordo. And you were mentioning on Monday at Rotary, the Mason City, you're trying to grow that Mason City program. Talk about that.
Yes, we actually just signed Mason City Schools. So we are going to need a lot of grandparents over there right now in Hoover. And we're going to have another one starting over at Harding next week. So there's a lot of schools over there, and there's a lot of students that really need the help. So we're excited to have them join our program.
One of the questions I had for you as you were talking on Monday, and it dawned on me, you don't see many men participating. And so I asked you, are grandpas not allowed?
Oh, no, they're allowed. And we definitely need more grandpas. The kids really love the grandpas. And if anybody is out there 55 and older and wants to be a foster grandpa, we are definitely in need of them.
Well, and that's one thing, as you were speaking, it dawned on me, you know, I've never seen a grandpa in the years that I've been in Charles City. Have you, Chris Berg?
I have not.
Yeah.
I have not. That's a good question.
Yeah.
Well, we did have some. When I started, we had three. And two of them moved away, and then one retired for health issues. So
grandpas, we need you in this program.
Yes.
Now, this isn't just for daycare situations, is it?
No, this is for the schools, too. That's where, you know, any help with the reading, math, a lot of them get really close to their students throughout the year and their teachers. So they sometimes, you know, help them just listen and know that they have a caring voice and that somebody is out there looking out for their best interests and cares about them. And sometimes that's all the kids need, mm-hmm. that they know that somebody is, you know, rooting for them to get 100% on their spelling test or science test.
Okay. Talk about what it takes to become a foster grandparent.
You call the office, 641-257-6327. And there's an application form, of course. And then we do background checks and fingerprinting. And then we do 20 hours of training. All the training is provided there at the office. Sometimes if it's like in Mason City, I will go over there and do a class over there. The 20 hours is all paid. So you start getting paid right away. You start. We help out with your travel expenses if you are traveling from a different county, all that. So it's something that you learn about what you're going to be doing, and you learn about the different situations that children are facing today and some of the disabilities that are arising up in the schools too.
Okay. Does a person, let's say I would like to be a foster grandparent, would I get to tell you or choose where I wanted to be placed? Maybe I want to be placed with daycare. Maybe I would rather be placed with older kids. Does a foster grandparent get that option?
Most of the time. Sometimes there's just no openings in that certain area. I know we have TLC here in town. We have Charlie Brown over in Mason City and Clear Lake. So if there's openings, we will more than, you know, if it's a certain preschool you want to be in, that's not always an option because there's already a foster grandparent there.
Okay.
So we try to do our best on where you get placed.
Sure, sure. Okay. Is there a website people can go on to learn more about this?
Yes, go to the City of Charles City website, and we are under departments under foster grandparents.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Jennifer Lance. We really appreciate your time. If you're interested in finding out more about this program, you can contact her directly at 641-257-6327. What a special program.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. 8:15. We have your weather quickly approaching. Here is the Fine Young Cannibals.